From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning program. Unfortunately, I'm going to be mumbling just a little bit today. I've got a very heavy head cold, but I trust that you nevertheless will be able to understand what it is I'm saying as we seek to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you have your Bible close to hand. In a moment, I will be reading the remaining verses in Mark chapter 9. We're living in a world of terror and fear and uncertainty, are we not? How good it is to turn our thoughts to the unchanging and unchangeable Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. It is that eternal word that we will be considering in a moment or two. Remember our program tonight. We've just started a study on the central doctrines of the Christian faith, and I will be considering the evidences that prove the existence of God. I'll also be playing the final extract of a sermon by the Reverend John Greer, which we have been featuring. We're giving away copies of this sermon on the subject of God visiting his people, as illustrated by the Saviour's raising of the son of the widow of Nain, to anyone who contacts us. So please take note of how you can do that in the announcements at the end of the program. Here is our Bible reading then, and after that we will have the Reverend William McCrae and the Whitfield Choir singing, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Now we're turning to Mark, chapter 9, and the verse 43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out, for it is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And we will end our reading there, knowing God will bless it to our hearts. Here is that lovely hymn, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to Calvary's mountain. Near the cross, O Lamb,
In the verses 43 through to the end of verse 48, those verses that we just read together, there are three things that I want to particularly underscore and to set before you. First of all, the absolute priority of the salvation of our soul. Then secondly, we are required by the Savior to cut off anything that interferes or threatens or hinders our salvation. And then thirdly, we must note the awfulness of eternal punishment. First of all then, the absolute priority of the salvation of our soul. Nothing should be allowed to hinder or to stand in the way of our soul's salvation. It must come first. In our thinking, in our planning, in all that we do, we must ever bear in mind the well-being of the soul. Now, the vast majority of people, I'm sure even the majority of people perhaps listening to our program today, jeopardize their soul's salvation for the sake of what they consider a good life on earth. Very few ever give any thought to the next world or where their soul will be in eternity. Indeed, few give thought to the fact that they have a soul, the well-being of which they must consider. To neglect your soul is folly. There's a little verse that sums up the priority. To lose your wealth is much. To lose your health is more. To lose your soul is such a loss that no man can endure. Oh yes, nothing ought to be considered of more value by us than our souls. We ought to rise in the morning, and we ought to conduct the affairs of our business, of our life, of our home, in such a fashion as to promote the well-being of the soul. May I use the recent tragedy in New York as an illustration? Do you think that there were any fleeing from the flames, the imminent death that threatened those people in the World Trade Center towers, who stopped to search for a handbag, or a laptop computer, or a jacket? Or did they flee out of that building without a thought for such material things? I think the latter is the case. I read of a corpse found in the ruins of Pompeii, that city in Italy which was destroyed when nearby Mount Vesuvius, a volcano, erupted in AD 79. The corpse was that of a woman. Her skeletal hand was found within an earthenware jar, clutching some jewels. Very obviously, she had taken time to go into her home, search out where she kept those things she counted precious, and took time to retrieve her jewels, or at least attempt to do such, and paid for the delay with her life. No, the Lord Jesus says, if there is anything that stands between you and your soul, then it must be cut off, for your soul is more precious. The second thing then, as I said, was that we are to cut off any limb or member of our body which offends us. And by the word offend, as I've already stated, we are to understand anything that causes us to stumble, anything that threatens to trip us up. We are to cut it off. We are to amputate it. That's what the word means. Literally? Well, no. That's not what the Savior meant. He didn't mean that we were to cut off our hand or cut off our foot, literally, pluck out our eyes, literally. What he means is that if there is within our body a desire that is contrary to the well-being of our soul, then we are to cut off that desire. We are to turn our back on its demands and to refuse it. There's an example of what it is we're talking about in the very next chapter of Mark. It's the verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Before he was finished speaking to Christ, that young man discovered there was something he counted more precious than a soul, and he went with it rather than obeying Christ. Time will not permit us to take our study any further just now. We will return to this matter next Monday in the will of God. I trust that you'll join with us then. And do remember tonight at 9 o'clock when we will gather around the Word of God once again and let the Bible speak to us. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.